Now you've learnt how to elicit strategies, there's only one more piece to get, and that is how to utilise the strategies you've elicited. Strategy utilisation is quite simple. What you do is you feed back the strategy to the person in the order and sequence of the strategy, using predicates in your language to create the order and sequence of internal representations in the client that go with the strategy you elicited. On page 10, there's an example of this for a buying strategy. Let's say the strategy you elicited was a visual internal, visual external check, leading to a kinesthetic external, then going to a auditory digital, and finally, the strategy ends on a kinesthetic internal. If that was my decision-making strategy, and the salesperson was then going to utilize that, let's say I'm looking for a car, then this is a way that they could do that. Well, David, I know you had an idea about what car you were looking for, and the one you've seen is a really good match. You've got a good feel for it from the test drive, and it meets your criteria of price, performance, and reliability. So do you feel this is the car for you? So what the salesperson has done is paced me and led me through my decision-making strategy with their own use of predicates and representational systems, and then closed me on the very, very last step in the strategy, knowing that I will be right at that very last step because they've led me there. So then asking me the question, do I feel this is a car for me, is exactly the question that I want to be asked. Now, it doesn't guarantee that I'm going to say yes, but it does guarantee that I will have the feeling that I have for decisiveness. That makes it significantly easier to be able to sell it to people. And what you're doing is you're selling to someone in exactly the same way that they would sell to themselves. So I'm aware that I've given you a massive amount of information on this CD. And the best thing for you to do now is to stop this CD and watch the demonstration on the DVD. On the DVD, you'll see me elicit one of my students' decision-making strategies in several contexts. Then you'll see me utilize the strategy. Though first what I do, just so you get to see the real contrast, is I completely mismatch his strategy by running it in reverse. Then I run the strategy forwards. I pace it and lead it, and you'll see me sell a watch to him. And you'll notice the massive difference between mismatching the strategy and matching the strategy. Go and watch the DVD now.